This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here with some trends of late in the American workforce. Item number one, we've got the highest number of people working involuntarily part-time since the 1950s. In other words, they can't find full-time jobs. Item two, an increase in temporary and contract jobs. That is, the kind that go away after a certain period of time. Both of which lead to item three, people taking a couple of three jobs just to make ends meet. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has been looking at how that affects people's lives, both in and out of the workplace.
It's 12:30 in the morning at a 7-Eleven in Portland, Oregon, and I'm here to meet Jake Gerke. He's working the graveyard.
Tell me all the different jobs you do.
I work here. I work at a place called MDC Research. I recruit for focus groups. It's a call center. I also teach ESL, and I do data entry on the side. So there's four for those keeping track.
Gerke will get off his shift around 8 a.m. and have to be at the call center by noon. Both jobs pay just above minimum wage, but 7-Eleven's more interesting.
You can't have a conversation with somebody at 3 o'clock in the morning inside a 7-Eleven and it not be interesting. Drugs, music, movies, current events.
Gerke's 26 with an associate's degree, and he admits this is not what he anticipated. His mom worked full-time as an accountant.
But definitely things have changed in the last, 20 years. And while it would be nice to just settle down at one job, I would definitely miss this aspect of seeing just a wide variety of people.
So Gerke sees a social silver lining in this roving work life. But historian Stephanie Kuntz of the Council on Contemporary Families says there's also a high social cost from people not knowing if they'll be called into work or for how long or how much money they'll make.
That kind of economic insecurity is just a relationship killer. People take less notice of the good things that their partner or their child does. They're much more sensitive to the irritating things, and all of these erode family life.
The job scramble definitely takes a toll. Lane Yakupin-Montrose teaches Zumba at a suburban gym.
Wednesdays are my long days. I start at 8:30. I teach the dance fitness class. Then I drive over to the bar. I bartend from 10:30 to 5:30. I drive back over to the gym and teach another class.
Yakupin-Montrose is in her mid-30s, married, no kids. She says the bartending pays pretty well, but she's looking for yet another part-time job. The restaurant chain, where she's worked for 14 years, just cut her hours and dropped her health coverage.
I feel like I'm supposed to have a career. I'm 35 years old, and I don't have a job that is feeding into my 401k to prepare for my adulthood.
And yet, like Jake Gerke, she says she wouldn't trade in her runaround life for a steady 9-to-5.
I kind of like the gypsy employment. I meet so many great people, and I don't get bored at one place. I'm not working with the same people day in, day out.
Now, none of the people I interviewed for this story have chosen this style of work entirely voluntarily. They're hustling multiple part-time jobs because there aren't enough full-time jobs out there. But they've also come to think, or perhaps convince themselves, that they genuinely like the daily churn, the different workplaces, clients, coworkers. Maybe if you can't beat the new economy, you might as well join it. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.